The Queen of the Tearling, written by Erica Johansson and read by Catherine Kellgren.
I'm not a religious woman, lady. I'm sorry if it pains you, but I believe in no God, and even less do I believe in any church. But two nights ago I came as close to prayer as I've ever come. I had the worst of all visions, my child lying dead, and I powerless to prevent it. Andalai took a deep breath before continuing. She would have died before long, you know. The girls die much more rapidly than the boys, used for menial labour until she was old enough to be sold for pleasure. That is, if she was fortunate enough not to be bought by a child rapist upon arrival. Andalai bared her teeth in a grimed, pained smile. Mortmain condones many things. Kelsey tried to reply but failed, unable to speak or even move in the face of Andalai's sudden anger. Borwen, my husband, said that we would have to let her go. He was quite forceful about it. I planned to run, but I underestimated him. He knows me, you see. He took Glee while I slept and gave her to his friends for safekeeping. I woke to find her gone, and no matter where I looked, I could see only her body. Red. All red. Kelsey jumped in her seat, then flexed her leg as though it had cramped. Andalai didn't seem to notice. Her hands had hooked into claws now, and Kelsey saw that three of her fingernails were ripped down to the quick. After despairing for some hours, lady, I had no choice but to beg for help from every god I could think of. I don't know that you could truly call it praying, since I believed in none of those gods at that moment and believe in none of them now. But I begged for help from every source I know, even a few I shouldn't mention in the light of day. When I came to the keep lawn, my Glee was already in the cage and lost to me. My next thought was to send my other children away and go after the shipment, but only after I'd killed my husband. I was considering all the ways I might watch him die, lady, when I heard your voice.
Andalai stood without warning.
Your Majesty needs a bath, I believe, and clothing and food.
Kelsey nodded mutely.
I'll see to it.
When the door closed, Kelsey drew a shaking breath, rubbing goose flesh from her arms. It had been like being in the room with a vengeful ghost, and Kelsey still felt Andalai's eyes on her long after the woman herself had gone.